Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The third, the final, the best, the money hour. The Rob Brown Show goes now. This is ESPN Upstate. Hello, Upstate South Carolina. It is, as always, tremendous to be with you. I am Rob Brown, the great one. Lonzo sitting directly across from me. Texas says, hey, Rob. What about a segment called Rob Brown's Hate List from 2021? Top five, number one, Tim Tebow. Number two, number one, Tim Tebow. Number two, Urban Meyer. Number three, go. Okay.
I would switch the top two. Yeah.
Tim Tebow doesn't make the list. He doesn't make the list.
If you are reading emotion into tone when Tim Tebow is mentioned, there is emotion in your tone.
But it's not about Tim Tebow. At all.
It's about the people who, your opinion, worship Tim Tebow.
Correct.
But still, at the same time.
Correct.
It's because of Tim Tebow.
I would say Urban has a great shot at number one on the list.
I would actually put Jacksonville number one and then Urban number two.
I think we can bundle them up in one big ball of garbage. The city and Urb. I have no issue with Tim Tebow. I have an issue with the people who still have this desire to push Tim Tebow as like a revolutionary athlete. He was in college. I'm not doing this again. Number three on the list. Who would go number three? Jacksonville won as a place and everything in it. Number two... I don't even know. I don't really hate anything, Lonzo. You know this about me. I'm a lover, not a fighter, man. I don't know who I'd put on that list. Conor McGregor?
Yeah, there's some something towards Conor.
Yeah, McGregor would go on that list, sure.
Paul Brothers?
Jake Paul? Logan Paul? Yeah, Paul Brothers go on the list.
So we've got, what, four there so far, right?
Or Jacksonville. Tebow, butt kissers, McGregor, and the Paul brothers. That's four.
Urban Meyer. You didn't mention him.
Urban goes in with Jacksonville.
Come on. No, they're two separate things.
All right, fine. Urb gets his own spot.
Yeah. I mean, they are definitely two separate things.
I'll take Jacksonville off because it's not a sports hate list. So I don't hate Jacksonville sports. I just hate everything about the city.
Which would include Jacksonville sports.
Fair enough. Texas says Clemson would be number three on the Rob Brown hate list. No, it wouldn't. I don't hate Clemson at all. I've been there twice. I've had a great time. Actually, I've been there three times. I've gone to a baseball game. I've gone to a football game.
I wonder if they count my comments as your comments.
I bet they do.
Because it is a show. It's an entity. Yeah. So it's an award-winning show and entity, by the way.
I think people think, and I learned this yesterday when I was going through some of the social media feed that we got back to a post that was made. I think people have a belief that is inaccurate, by the way, that any of us have control over the editorial comments of any of the others, and that some outside entity has editorial control over what we say. I'm here to tell you 100% honestly. Not only have I never told Lonzo, there is one thing I have told Lonzo not to bring up on the show.
We do have a new rule,
and
we're not going to speak of it.
Right. There is one thing, And you won't know what it is because it really hasn't changed anything about the way we do the show.
And I completely agree and understood, and I'm all about that rule. So, yeah.
There is one thing that I have told Lonzo is not going to be brought up on the show. One thing and one thing alone. But outside of that, I have never told Lonzo what to or not say on the show, but I wouldn't dare.
And by the way, if I still wanted to talk about it, I still would. But yeah. I completely agree with it. And out of respect, I don't want to do that.
I promise you, despite some of y'all's belief to the contrary, I have never received an email from ESPN, whoever that is, saying, we need you to promote blank or stop promoting blank. It's never happened. In the 2 years I've been on the radio here, I have never been given a directive by ESPN, whoever y'all think the great wizard behind the curtain is. Nobody tells us what to say or not say. I don't hate Clemson.
We can't afford a curtain.
Correct. It'd be like a shower curtain at best.
Where it falls all the time because you got one of those poles that you had to stick up. Yeah.
That you like twist to make them go against the
walls. Yeah, and it works really good.
About 10 minutes.
Till it gets wet.
Yep. We've never been told what to say or what not to say. Right? Like at all. I don't hate Clemson. I got news for you. As I've said on past shows, how many times? This job is not always, hey, everything about your school, team, franchise, program is always sunshine and rainbows. You may have that disposition, and of course you do because you're a fan. Sometimes things don't go right for certain teams and organizations, and when things don't go right for certain teams and organizations, I'm going to point them out. It's not hating your team. I like the people over at Clemson.
By the way, I don't. And it's me. It's not Rob. And I don't dislike Clemson.
Yeah, I think
Clemson as a program has been a very good program. I mean, they've had national championships as far as football goes. They've been in the they've had a down year, but they're going to be back. My disdain is towards the fans. And then there are, you know, Rob's been called a shock jock before. Shock jocks would find a button that's easily pushed. I do have a button that's easily pushed, and it's an orange button. That's all I'm saying.
If I wanted to be a shock jock, I promise you I could insult Clemson for 3 hours a day. I promise you I could do it. That ain't me. I don't dislike them. Same with South Carolina. I say bad things about them when I need to. I got no issue with them. I've enjoyed my trips to Columbia. I've enjoyed my trips to Clemson. Texas says, what about Kirk Herbstreit? I don't hate Kirk. How many times did I have to say when I was doing those segments earlier this week? Speaking of boomers, I got another one coming up for you today, our boomer of the week. Kirk has been replaced as boomer of the week. I don't hate Kirk Herbstreit. I like Kirk Herbstreit.
I'm offended by all this boomer stuff, even though I'm not one.
Just don't be a boomer.
Well, don't be anti-old people.
I'm not anti-old people. I'm anti-boomers. There's a difference.
Which still is are there young boomers?
There are young ones who act like boomers.
Okay.
And I will call them that.
Young people who act like they're old. That's ageism.
Yeah.
You don't like old people.
No, it's not. I dislike young people too when they act like old people. hey, look. When it comes down to it, I dislike very few people. And the ones that I dislike, Lonzo, I think I do a pretty good job of letting you know who I dislike when I dislike them.
Yeah, there's not really any doubt.
There's
no wiggle room. Hey, Rob doesn't like them. And the texters also know because they know, you know, who to bring up. Like just an occasional Jake Paul text is wonderful.
Yeah, thanks for those. Can we leave those in 2021? All right. Speaking of our boomer of the week, can I get clip number 2, please, Lonzo? This is Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Dean Pease, P-E-E-S. Yes, that's how his name is spelled and pronounced. We should go Piez and make it like Spanish. So, it's 2 or 3.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Unless I blow it in the last 49 minutes, I've won this week.
Yeah, it's way too much. I was going to say, so it's the act, not the vegetable.
Correct.
Never mind.
Dean Pease.
It would have been funny if I would have turned to Michael.
He was asked about some of the younger guys on coaching staffs around the NFL, guys like Sean McVay, etc. And Dean decided Kirk can't have all the fun by himself in Boomerland today, so let me jump on board.
I think the younger generation of coaches feel a little entitled.
Yeah,
I think they're spoiled. I think they, hey, go work in a high school, go work in a Division III school where you got to mow the grass, or you got to line the field, you got to do all those things, and you'll appreciate what you have when you have it, instead of being 25 years old and wondering why I'm not a coordinator already in the NFL. Okay, I went to the NFL at 55 years old. I was a high school coach. I was a Division III coach. I was in the MAC as a coach. I didn't go to New England until I was 55 years old. And so I felt like I paid my dues. And I feel like it made me a better coach, made me a better teacher.
Yeah, you should wait till you're 55 to coach. That's the plan to success. Don't coach it. Back in my day, when we had to walk to the NFL stadium, I was 55 and had to go uphill in the snow both ways with my walker.
How come you sound
You like, have to acknowledge that's dumb, right? No,
well, I've just done the voice. You sound like Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off trying to get Sloan Peterson, you know, out of class. I'm just saying. No, his voice, without a doubt. Now, he is
Boomer, right?
No, that's old Boomer. That's an old guy because he literally is an old guy. And, you know, everyone's path to where they are is not going to be the same. Some are going to be easier. Some, you know, come from the south side of Columbus. Some are one percenters.
How the hell did you just point at me?
It's just because I want your mom to text again. That's why.
DP's is 72 years old. All right.
So if you are that old, let that guy be what he let him alone. Let him be an old guy because he is an old guy. An old guy opinion from an actual old guy is okay.
Listen, if I'm standing in a gas station and the 72-year-old man behind me goes, kids these days, they just don't understand how hard it used to be. They just want it. I ignore that guy, all right? I don't need to turn around and go, okay, boomer, on the 72-year-old guy in the gas station who's just picking up his Snapple and heading out. You know what I mean? I don't have time for that. That guy doesn't have time for me. But when you are the defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons and you're out here going, I took the right path, the path that found me success at 55 years of age. You know what I don't do? I don't go onto YouTube when I see, like, I think Josh Pate's probably, I don't know how old Josh Pate is. He's probably younger than me, right?
I guess he's in his 30s. So you're saying Dean Pease is an underachiever, and if maybe he worked a little bit harder, it wouldn't have taken him so long to get there? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I bet you Josh Pate's probably 30, right? I bet he's probably 30. You know what I don't do? I don't go to Josh Pate's YouTube channel and go, I didn't get my first ESPN gig until I was 36. You don't know what it's like to work hard. You're entitled, Josh. I go, that dude busted his ass to build an incredible product that now has tens of thousands of subscribers on YouTube. And he's absolutely killing the game, and he's getting picked up by 24/7 and CBS Sports and making far more money than I do. And I don't go, he just doesn't get it. He's entitled. He wants it handed to him. No. See, here's the thing, Dean Pease. If you think Sean McVay doesn't love football and doesn't have incredible talent, you're an idiot. They did an interview with Sean McVay that's been making its way around social media about a year ago where they tested Sean McVay's like ability to think about and recall football, where a guy, a media member, is interviewing Sean McVay. I'll see if I can find the audio from it because it's absolutely incredible. But a guy's interviewing Sean McVay video, and they're asking him, all right, 2 years ago, week 12, 49ers at Rams, 3rd and 7, third quarter. And McVay's like, so-and-so ran an out route, quarterback wrapped around to the right, about a 13-yard completion, took it for another 15, first down, and we had it at the 42 going in. And the guy's like, that's exactly what happened. And Sean McVay does this like 3 times. And not only does he recall the exact plays that are going down and what they were and what each player was doing and what the results of the play were, But he actually then goes, yeah, after that, he came over and he told me the cornerback did this. So on the next play, we ran this. It was absolutely unbelievable. Hey, Dean Pease, what if I told you that 30-year-olds can be smart, right? Being 72 doesn't make you smarter than everybody because you've seen more. Sean McVay is a brilliant football mind, and his LA Rams are about to go to the playoffs again. What are your awesome Atlanta Falcons doing, 72-year-old Dean Pease? How'd your Atlanta defense do this year, 72-year-old Dean Pease? Because that young Sean McVay, who is so entitled and didn't earn his job like you, guy who wasn't good enough to get a job until you were 55 freaking years old, he is about to go to the playoffs again. Your ass is sitting at home as soon as you get done with the Saints this weekend. The only entitled people are the guys like Dean Pease who go, we've been around a long time, so we deserve more than Sean McVay. Hey, shut up.
Don't do that. Do not do that. While you're wearing that, do not do that.
You were the one singing show tunes earlier.
Oh, no. Excuse me. I'm a lumberjack. It's not a show tune.
Never heard that. Don't know where it's from.
It's from Monty Python.
Really?
Yes.
I know most Monty Python. Wonder why I haven't heard that. Oh, well.
Well, you know, back in my day.
Everyone
knew Monty Python.
We only had three channels and your remote control was your kid.
I was that remote control.
I know you were.
And we actually had four channels if you count PBS, which some people do.
Texas says, young man, us old guys don't drink Snapple. We drink Geritol.
Yeah, I was curious about the Snapple reference.
I was just coming up with something on the fly.
So automatic.
I need you guys to know that most of the fake situations I make up for comedy, I make up on the fly in my head.
Yeah, because Snapple is just not something I normally think of. And it's like, ooh, Snapple. Huh. I'm not old enough to drink it. Maybe in a few years.
Dean Pease, just stop.
Dean Pease, you're just made the list. Rob Brown's list.
The list of Rob. These young coaches, they're entitled. No, they didn't. They earned their job. I don't know if you know this, Dean. Oh, you do know this, Dean, because you didn't get your first NFL job until you were 55. They don't just hand out NFL jobs to people who go, I feel like I deserve one.
In case someone missed it.
Except Matt Rhule.
Who's he coach for again?
The at-home, third in the division, Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
All yeah, right. The team that's not the playoffs, while young Matt Rhule's is. And Cliff Kingsbury's team is.
Why are they even interviewing this guy?
I don't know. I honestly don't even know where this media came from. I just heard it on my prep sheet this morning, and I'm like, screw that guy. I hate that take so much. You guys want to know why it is that the younger generation dislikes the older generation so much? It's because you crap on them constantly. This is like the third dude this week that's been like, young people suck and they're entitled. Yeah, well, Cliff Kingsbury and Sean McVay are kicking your ass, Dean Pease. What are you doing?
All I know is if you're patient, and I know a lot of you are, if you wait another year or so, as Rob's hair gets a little bit grayer and he gets a little bit older, suddenly he's going to become that guy.
No. As I just pointed out.
You are already that guy for somebody else. For some young guy out there, you are that guy.
No, I'm not, because I don't crap on the next generation. You know what I do? I call Rashad Beard and Savannah Lee, and I go, you guys are making a name for yourselves. And by the way, in a medium that didn't exist when I was at their age. The medium didn't exist when I was there, and I don't get mad at them for it.
You mean back in your day?
Back in my day. They didn't get famous on YouTube in my day, but Rashad and David Rhodes are figuring it out and killing the game with the Panther Nation podcast. So you know what I do? I don't go, these young YouTubers, they're so entitled. I had to wait until I was 36 to get my first ESPN radio job. You guys are kicking ass. Would you like to come on my show and help me?
It's not cracking on you. I know it seems that way. So what you're saying is you surrounded yourself with youthful hip people.
Yes, that's why I dress like this. So they go, oh, this guy still gets it.
Is there such thing as a lumberjack boy band? Because I want to see that.
Taking a break. Shut up, Dean Pease. Nobody likes you. Texas says, better have that old guy behind you in line than complaining about young people in front of you buying the lottery. If you buy lottery tickets, go to the back of the line. And if you buy lottery tickets, don't walk up there and look at every scratch-off ticket and go, what number is that one? 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 What number is that one?
So now you don't like old people or people with poor eyesight.
What number is that one? What number is that? I just want to buy a Coke. What number is that one? Okay, I'll take one of those. Is that all? No. What number is that one? 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 What number is that one?
I can turn your mic off. I absolutely can do that.
What number is that one? What number is that one? Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Text says, Rob, what number is Dan Pease or Dean Pease on the list now?
Yeah, because, I mean, there was some anger involved that he's number two.
Two.
Now he's just going to lump all old people into one category.
Texter says, kudos for the Monty Python reference. Lonzo, Rob, you absolutely have the right idea on embracing the young talent. Surround yourself with finishers. Yeah, I'm perfectly fine if the Atlanta Falcons want to hire a bunch of 72-year-old men to be their coaches. Absolutely. I'll let Sean Payton keep hiring young talent.
I want to make sure that they know that I wasn't criticizing that. I think that's great. I think it's awesome what you do. I mean, I wasn't being critical of that.
Oh, I know you aren't.
Just pointing out that, you know, that you're getting older. Just a little bit.
Again, that's why I dress like this. Hang on to that youth desperately.
This is from the oldest guy on the station. So, I mean.
Also true.
Yeah, that's me.
Also true.
I'm a grandpa, so, you know. I know my own.
I am not.
Or those that are soon to be.
I just looked up Dean Pease.
Yeah.
Dean Pease looks like the guy that would be ranting about the youth in the gas station. Tell me that guy isn't just standing in the back of the gas station silently judging teenagers for having the audacity to have fountain drinks available when Dean had to used to walk down to the creek to buy his to get his own water.
That's the coach who made me run a hundred extra wind sprints for being 5 minutes late.
Yeah,
that's that guy.
No, not 5 minutes late. You were on time, but that's 5 minutes late to him.
It wasn't on his time.
Right, exactly. Right. All right, 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. I want to remind you that on Monday evening, coming up on Monday, obviously Monday's entire show is national championship. We're going to be talking Georgia-Alabama start to finish, top to bottom. And we are going to have guests in from Alabama and Georgia to talk about the championship game. We'll be taking your predictions and prognostications and whatnot. So make sure you tune in on Monday and keep in mind, we are your home for play-by-play coverage of the national championship game. We are the only radio station in the upstate that will be carrying Monday night's national championship game. So you can tune in early, hear all the pregame, listen to the game. So if you're out there, you got to work late at night, you're driving trucks up and down the highway, ESPN Upstate will be carrying that national championship game for you on our airwaves.
You know, speaking of pregame, just start at noon and go all the way through Offsides with Mark Ryan into that pregame. You're going to get a ton of national championship game content.
It's going to be great stuff. So make sure you tune into ESPN Upstate on Monday as we bring you all the pregame coverage live from the Ingles Market studio that you can handle. And, of course, we are your home for the NFL playoffs as well. From first round to the Super Bowl, we will be carrying you play-by-play of the games that impact the NFL right here on ESPN Upstate. So make sure you stay tuned. Speaking of the National Football League playoffs, let's run through a couple of potential scenarios. Week 18 coming up starts Saturday. Lonzo's Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Denver Broncos. Broncos down to their, four-string quarterback now. So the Chiefs have a little bit easier road than we would have thought, but it is absolutely a must-win for the Kansas City Chiefs, as the only way for them to get the one seed back is for Kansas City to win against Denver. And they need Tennessee to lose on the road at Houston. Already asking a lot of the Texans, got to make sure that you have a win. Do the Chiefs over the Broncos. This one is at Mile High.
So what do you do if you're up like 20 points going into the second half?
You go win the game.
What I'm saying is, do you bench some of your starters?
No, you go win the game. You go win
even
the game.
Even though there's a potential for injury and things like that. Okay.
You risk it, you go win the game, because the last thing you need is a week 18. Let's send Denver off into the postseason into the offseason with a miraculous comeback against the Chiefs to knock down. Denver, remember, Denver has nothing to play for here except ruining your season to the best of their ability, which guaranteeing you the two seed is the best they can do. You play until you're up by about 35. Now, if you're in a halftime, it's 35. I might take a rest at that point. But no, I'm bringing the boys all game long. Cincinnati, I'm not going to read you off the schedule. Let's just look at the playoff picture. In the NFC, six teams have already clinched playoff berths. They are Green Bay at the one seed, the Eagles, Rams, 49ers, or excuse me, not 49ers, the Packers, the Rams, the Bucks, the Cowboys, the Cardinals, and the Eagles have all clinched playoff spots. There is one berth remaining on the line, and that's going to come down to San Francisco and New Orleans this weekend. San Francisco will get in with either a W in their final game. The San Francisco 49ers are at LA. San Francisco gets in with either a win or a Saints loss against Atlanta, and they wrap up the 7th seed. The Saints get in with a win over the Falcons and a 49ers loss. So the 49ers only need one of the two games to go their way. Either they win or the Saints lose. The Saints need both games. They need the Rams to beat the Niners, and they must beat Atlanta. Once they do, that 7th seed is going to be claimed by either San Francisco or New Orleans.
Will a victory for the Rams affect their seeding in any way?
The Rams will clinch the NFC West with a win, so it would give them first round. If the Rams lose and the Cardinals win, then the Cardinals will take the NFC West and the Rams become a wild card team. The Cardinals clinch the NFC West with a win and a Rams loss. So basically, it comes down to LA. LA beats San Francisco, they win the division. If LA loses to San Francisco and the Cardinal or the Cardinals lose, the Rams get it. If the Cardinals win and the Rams lose, then Arizona claims the NFC West. Over in the AFC, as it stands right now, five teams have clinched the playoff. Two teams will punch their ticket this weekend. Right now, we know Tennessee, Kansas City, Cincinnati, Buffalo, and New England are in. The Ravens will clinch a playoff spot with, and remember, the difference is and or. The Ravens clinch with a win, a Colts loss, and a Chargers loss, and a Dolphins loss. Long shot for the Baltimore Ravens.
And Lamar Jackson is not playing.
Yeah. The Colts clinch one of the two available playoff spots very simply by winning. If the Colts do not win, they will need a Steeler loss and Charger loss and Dolphins win in order to get in. The Raiders clinch with a win or a tie and a Colts loss or a Colts loss and Steelers loss. The LA Chargers will clinch a playoff spot with a win or a tie. The Steelers, technically still in contention, they would get in with a win and a Colts loss and a Charger-Raiders game that does not end in a tie. They can have any result except a tie. The Raiders and the Chargers, by the way, if the Colts, this is the situation we talked about earlier in the week, Lonzo. If the Colts lose to Jacksonville, the Raiders and the Chargers can both get in with a tie and they're playing each other. I want a 60 minutes of kneeling.
Yeah, I've heard this talked about after we were joking about it earlier in the week. I've heard this talked about on some of the national shows, and some of the coaches have been approached about would they be willing to do that.
They all say no.
And then, well, you know, even if we agree to it, we can't guarantee the other team would agree to it. That's,
exactly right. Yeah. It's the old, what's it called? The prisoner's dilemma. You ever heard of the prisoner's dilemma? It's an old thought game. Prisoner A and prisoner, I'm not going to explain it to you. Just go Wikipedia, the prisoner's dilemma, because that's basically what this is. If both of them agree to tie, all it takes is one of them to, kick a field goal at the end and win and knock the other one out of the playoffs. It won't happen. Be hilarious if it did. But there's playoff bursts. So, out of the NFC, Lonzo, Saints get in with a win and a 49ers loss. 49ers get in with a win or a Saints loss. Who's going between San Francisco and New Orleans?
San Francisco.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. That being said, it's like 50-50 to me, and here's why. If the Rams had already clinched the division, it's definitely San Francisco. But LA wants that home field advantage in the first round by way of being a division winner and maybe the second round as well. San Francisco is going to be up against a game LA team. Right? A game LA team that has something on the line. I'd feel much better about the San Francisco pick. I'd feel much better about the San Francisco pick if LA had already clinched the division or could not clinch the division and this was a wild card spot game. But I'm going to change my pick. I think it's New Orleans, the more I think about it. LA is playing for the division. San Francisco is playing for a playoff spot. LA's better than San Francisco, I think. And New Orleans is playing Atlanta. New Orleans, even last week, they missed 22 players 2 weeks ago in a loss to Miami that would have changed this perspective. They got most of them back for Carolina. Tough game against the Panthers this past weekend at home. They got to go to Atlanta, but they get the majority of those players back this week, so it's going to be the closest to the full strength that the Saints have been since they knocked off Tampa Bay in Tampa a few weeks ago. The Saints are, if I remember off the top of my head correctly, in their last 17 divisional games, Lonzo, they're 14-3. They have been really good in division. Even during the two Brady years, they are undefeated in the regular season against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. They are, I think they've only given one to Atlanta in the past like 5 years or 4 years. The Saints are good in Atlanta, or at least they win in Atlanta. I think New Orleans creeps into the seventh spot. It won't matter. They're going to get bounced in the first round by the two seed, but I think New Orleans gets in.
Here's the problem. You're leaving out the X factor for the Atlanta Falcons, and that is Dean Pease. And he is not happy this week.
I didn't even think about that.
And
you're
he's
right.
going to show those whippersnappers what for. And Atlanta's going to upset New Orleans. I'm sorry. But I think you are the person.
Is it an upset? They're both 8-win teams.
Well, I think you are the person that's going to tip it one way or the other, because Dean Pease is a big listener to this program. Or he was.
He was.
He was.
May not be after the first segment. I'm going to count that as one.
That absolutely counts. You turn your mic off.
Turn off my own mic. He absolutely is going to now.
You were just trying to stop the dribble. But
I was.
You should have just let it go. Who's going to notice? It looks right in the lumberjack gear.
Over in the AFC, we got the Raiders, the Colts, the Ravens, the Chargers, and the Steelers all looking to get in. The Ravens need a lot of help. I'm pretty sure we can. Oh, by the way, Cam Akers dressing to play this weekend for the Rams. So they just got better than they already were. They got Coop. They got Cam Akers back. They're going to be good. Raiders clinch with a win. Chargers clinch with a win. Steelers clinch with a win in the final round. We have got games, obviously, between the two of those. The Steelers and the Ravens play each other. They are in that picture. The Raiders are, where's my schedule go?
The Raiders are playing the Chargers.
You are correct. That is the Sunday night game, Raiders Chargers, and it looks like the winner of that game is probably getting in. Raiders or Chargers win, and they both go, unless the Colts lose to Jacksonville, in which case they could tie and both go in. I doubt that's going to happen, though. The Steelers would get in with a win and a Colts loss and a Chargers-Raiders game that doesn't end in a tie. I am going to go the Colts get in over the Jags, and I'm going to take the Chargers. I'm going to take the Chargers in the Sunday night game. That one is at Las Vegas, though, but Las Vegas hasn't been a particularly strong home team. Give me Justin Herbert to make it into the playoffs. I'll take the Colts and the Chargers to lock up the final two seeds.
Yeah, I agree with you on both of those, especially the Chargers, because everyone in the West, they don't like each other, but the Chargers and the Raiders, I'm going to go with who I think the better quarterback is, and that's Herbert.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I like Derek Carr. I think Carr's done a good job in a tough spot, but absolutely give me the Chargers. So there's your playoff spots. It's predicted by me and Lonzo. Let's take a break. We'll come back, short segment, and then Twitter to wrap up the week on the Rob Brown Show at ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the Facebook stream, David Williams just said of the national championship game, quote, "No one outside of Bama or Georgia will watch just a replay of subpar education conference championship." I will take a stab at this, though, and say Georgia-Alabama is the third most watched championship game of all time.
No way. No way. I agree with David. If it weren't for needing to watch it for work, I probably would just have it on in the background, because it's like watching a rerun. We've already seen this. We all know what the result's going to be. You know, it's just I wanted to see somebody else in there.
We all did, right? I think America's dream matchup was Cincinnati-Michigan in the championship game. It's not what we got. We got the exact opposite. This is one of those things that people love to say they're not going to watch.
Yeah, but from a marketing standpoint, it's got to be hard to market this.
Because, why?
Because if you can, the SEC championship probably is still playing on rerun somewhere.
I think it's hard to market at all. You market as the two best teams in the country by an obvious leap have already gotten it together once. In almost every rematch national championship game, the team that lost the first won the second. And these are two of, if not the two most physical teams in all of football this year. If you like college football, this is a game. I agree. I think Alabama's going to end up walking out of there with a title, but it's still going to be a game.
Here's how I wish they would market it. This is your last time to see the four-team playoff, so watch this championship, because coming next year, it's an eight-team championship where anything can happen. So you need to watch this because this is the last one of its kind. It's not, but, you know.
We're going to 12, but that's like 4 years away.
12, whatever.
That's like 4 years away. We're not getting any time soon.
They could fast track it. They
I will be shocked.
Could.
I don't think it's going to be the most watched championship of all time. I bet it'll be in the top four. I bet it'll be inside the top four. I think this is one of those things that everybody says, I'm not watching.
You know what
but
I wish?
They do.
You know what I wish? I wish it was a Monday Night Football game for the NFL. And I know they won't do that. They're
not
smart
doing that.
About that, because I'd be curious to see which one would get the more views. I want to see a national championship game, but I just feel like
Are you watching?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
But I have to.
Here's the thing. All of us can go, we know what's going to happen. We know how it's going to happen. We know why it's going to happen. We're still going to watch it happen.
I'm going to watch attentively for the first half, and then if things go the way I think they will, then it will become background.
Sure. But you're still going to watch it.
Yes.
Before we take a break, I want to remind you guys that the BetQL Giving Props competition is going to start on January 12th. That's next Wednesday. Every week of the NFL playoffs, BetQL is going to put up 10 prop bets. The person who selects the most correct winners will win $2,000 every week. BetQL helps you make smarter bets throughout the football season, and now they're giving you the chance to win cash prizes with their BetQL Giving Props competition, a free-to-play contest. Again, it starts on Wednesday. It's very simple. Every week they post 10 props. The person with the most correct wins $2,000. And just by signing up, you'll be automatically entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Go to betql.com/props to sign up. That's betql.com/props. And you can start making your picks next Wednesday. When Zoe and I come back, we wrap up the week with Twitter trending topics on the Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate.
All right, time for Twitter trending topics. We were just discussing Twitter on the stream. You should check it out, ESPN Upstate on Facebook, and wave to the lumberjack. All right, the first thing that's trending is Triple H.
Triple H has been trending for like three straight days now, and it is because
Triple H.
It's a combination of two different things, from what I can tell, unless there's breaking news. But it's been trending. I think it was trending yesterday too. Triple H is trending right now for two reasons that I've been able to tell from looking at it and wondering, is he in trouble? Number one, it is people wondering if Triple H is going to be on the good luck in your future endeavors list in the near future. And the other is I see a ton of WWE fans expressing their gratitude for Triple H and the Black and Gold NXT brand, because Black and Gold NXT was some of the best wrestling production we have gotten in years, and we had some great talent come out of it. And now that Vince and Nick Khan have decided that they just need to gut the company for reasons, I'm still under the impression, Lonzo, WWE is getting sold, like, soon, like in the next year or two, it's getting sold. And they're just trying to do whatever they can to get as much debt off the books as they can to make it look profitable as they can. But basically, it's WWE fans coming out and saying, Thanks, Triple H, for trying to salvage this company before Vince ran you out again.
All right. Sometimes when something is trending, it's hard to narrow it down to one thing. So I narrowed it down to three things. The reason why
I only had two. You're smarter than
Triple H is trending. One is there are pictures and reports that he's back at NXT meetings.
Oh.
Two is a bunch of memes and pictures showing him showing up at NXT to an empty building. There are all kinds of things. There's a thing of Will Smith at the end of Fresh Prince when the house is empty.
Yeah.
And then the third thing, the reason why that I've narrowed it down to, is a lot of people are saying Triple H should buy ROH
and just make it NXT Black and Gold 2.0
and beat everybody.
I doubt Triple H is going to have the resources for that, right? Like, the thing that made AEW successful is that their founder is a billionaire, so they got plenty of capital to burn through for a couple of years while they find footing against WWE. The reason WWE can squash everybody who's not AEW is for the exact same reason. Triple H has done really well in his career, but the dude's not threatening a bill, so I doubt he's got the resources for that.
Unless he can bring his wife with him.
Right, but you think Stephanie's walking on Vince right now? Probably not.
If they're selling the company, she might.
Maybe. I think you'd be better off if you're Triple H to get future endeavored and then go work for ROH and just go, I'm going to do for ROH what I did at NXT if you guys will let me, and it will become successful.
All right. Time for one more. Sidney Poitier is trending.
Saw that. Sidney Poitier passing away earlier. And, you know, the dude, he was actor, director. I mean, did a little bit of everything. And was an absolute institution. But what a lot of people don't know about this, I learned this morning, I didn't know about it either, is that through his work, Poirier was actually one of the main reasons that there's not colonial rule in the Caribbean anymore. He's from the Bahamas, and it was still a British colony when he was born. He did a lot of work in his native Bahamas to end British colonialism, and a lot of other colonies in the area kind of followed suit. So, RIP Sidney Poitier, one of the greats. All right, that's it for us, ladies and gentlemen. The week is over. We'll be back on Monday. It's wall-to-wall college football national championship game. You know how we do. Follow us on Twitter during the weekend because I'll do a bunch of breakdowns. Have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you square in the face. For Lonzo, I'm Rob. This is the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Later, brother.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.